Chapter 4, Boy Trouble. "He meant nothing," Rosalind assured Dryden from across the table. "But you were with him," he sneered, feeling every minute of his sleep deprivation, but acting on his irritability nevertheless. "I was 16 and I wasn't with him. I refused to date him, mostly. He was just my friend." "But you almost slept with him, you slept—" He thought better of finishing the word. "You ass, I did not. Didn't you listen to a word I was telling you? He asked, offered really, and I declined, and he got out of the car. You and only you have had sex with me ever, I swear to Artemis. That's all that should matter to you. When you ravished me after knowing me for all of 2 weeks, I was a virgin." "Why are you even telling me about him?" he snarled, dissuading the stout, dark waiter from refilling their sodas. "Because you asked," she said, pushing a black olive off her Greek salad with such force it landed in his lap. "I didn't think you wanted me to keep secrets from you. No, I didn't come that close. And there was a boy I actually dated who swore his virginity would be mine. Though he would barely kiss me for fear his father would find out somehow. So that wasn't going to happen. I bet Cole was gay, actually. I mean, why else would he say that?" He huffed, searching his pants for any evidence of the olive. Fortunately, black faux leather pants do a good job of resisting staining. "I do want you to be honest. I just can't believe you used to be an average teenager," she added before he could cut her again, doing what teenagers are supposed to do. "I kissed a few dozen boys, dated a lot, fooled around a little bit, and then I found you. Know what happened then? I forgot about stupid high school crap. Plus, it's not like I freak about your sexual history." As far as Rosalind knew, there had been a handful more sexual partners who had, in reality, only kissed Dryden at the goth club he still frequented in Kingston. I thought you were pure," he said after a long sigh. Rosalind tensed and untensed her hand before responding to this abuse. "I was pure before you defiled me, and don't you forget it. As though the concept of purity is anything more than the construct of selfish, competitive men stampeding toward women to call dibs. I'll be damned if I'm not worth stampeding toward, but the prize had better be me, hymen or no hymen." She hoped he knew that he had blown his chances of getting in her pants for at least a week. She hated having her history thrown in her face, particularly that one stupid moment that nearly ruined her life. Wordlessly, she got up to wash her hands, the only part of her that would have been tainted by her interactions with Noah. Dryden did not bother looking up from his food to watch her move past the formica counters. The bathroom was not what one would call commodious, a toilet sink and trash bin, but it was enough for Rosalind to cry. Why did she put up with him? Because he was older, she reminded herself, and sexy as all hell. Even with black fingernails sharpened to points, he could do things to her that she could not have imagined. His attempts to act like a vampire had yet to be grating, which was remarkable in its own right. He was a sweet, caring guy most of the time. She just could not stand all these fights whenever he thought she might have been anything but his. She did not arrive at Annandale without taking the chisel to herself more than once, without rubbing against a few boys to smooth an edge or two. Really, he should have been grateful for these flings and lukewarm boyfriends, for getting all that out of her system, for giving her technique and taste. She learned a lot via disappointment that directly benefited him. She left the bathroom after dabbing her eyes with toilet paper and checking her makeup. As she walked by the counter, previously empty, a phlegmatic cough requested her attention. "Excuse me?" she asked, sniffling slightly.
"You seem distressed. Boy trouble?"
a craggy man before the counter asked. She knew that she had seen him in the diner before, and her brain tried to find further context but failed. Rosalind was not usually the type to share her problems with anyone not already involved if she could help it. She did not know why, but she wanted to tell him everything. A sideways glance to her table pushed her hand. She sat on the stool next to him. "Not troubles with boys, exactly. Trouble with boys, more like it. My boyfriend..."
"That young fellow over there, shooting daggers at me,"
he interrupted, smiling without parting his lips. "Yeah, Dryden. I'm just getting tired of him always thinking I'm being unfaithful. That stuff I did before I even knew him should be held against me now." The man shook his head slowly, clucking his tongue.
"Now that is a shame, a man who cannot appreciate what he has. Until you're dead, the book has not yet been written. Not even then, for some. You should be grateful you sowed some wild oats."
The man grinned a yellow, incomplete smile, but a kind enough one.
"It means you won't be so keen on sowing more now."
"Right, I'm not interested in anyone else," Rosalind confided, though she almost wished that she had the mental luxury of escape.
"He doesn't hit you or anything, right?" the man asked,
raising his bushy gray eyebrows.
Make you bleed?
If he tried, I would fucking kill him, she assured him, then bit her lip. Excuse my language.
There are worse things in this world than the occasional misused curse. Run along to your beau before he works himself up. Even more, because you talked to someone who could have fathered your granddad. We don't need his blood boiling,
he said, motioning back to Dryden, who clenched and unclenched his jaw as he looked at the spot where Rosalind should be sitting. Rosalind walked back, taking pains not to increase her pace. She would be damned if she abused spouse, jumping because her partner was in a bad mood.
Who the hell were you talking to?
He growled as she took her seat again. She looked back at the no empty stool. A friend.